This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here's a question. Do you still call yourself middle class?
Despite the fact that our economy has grown, and those of us at the very top have done very well, the average wage, the average income hasn't gone up for 15 years in any meaningful way.
Well, that's President Obama, of course, at this week's White House Summit on Working Families, you know, when politicians haul a few real people up on stage. It got us thinking about what it means to be in the middle right now. Wall Street's watching that, too, when the monthly jobs report comes out Thursday. Who's hiring, for how much, and what kind of life does that mean you can afford to build? To put that in context, we drove out to Glendora, California, a suburb of L.A., to meet a woman who wrote us about it. The stucco bungalows here all have the same floor plan. There are basketball hoops, bougainvillea, kids' toys in the driveways. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. I'm Heather.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Heather Moore is 33 and teaches 11th grade history. Her husband, Michael, is a computer programmer and stay-at-home dad to 4-year-old April. Heather's 7 months pregnant and sipping lots of water in the heat. Together, they live on about $82,000 a year, just over Glendora's median income. Why do you feel like you're solidly in the middle?
We have a very suburban lifestyle. We are not struggling, but we are still concerned about money.
Heather says being in the middle is a balance of needs and wants.
Oh, yeah. My uncle has this great line. As long as you have everything you need and a little of what you want, then that's essentially a good life. And that's sort of where I feel we are today. We can afford to paint our house and save up a little for new carpet.
Do you guys have debt that you worry about?
No. We both, Michael and I, have a college education with no debt left over. That was a tremendous gift that my family was able to give us. That's the gift I want to give my children. That's my priority when it comes to saving, is to give them a college education that's debt-free. And if I put off retirement a few years, then so be it. Like, I can't think of a better reason to do it.
Do you think you could be middle class if your parents weren't?
That's a really good question. I think it would be a much, much harder struggle. I think clawing up is harder than maintaining, I guess you could say.
Heather took us on a tour of her house, the room they're painting for the baby, her backyard tomato plants. Not to get too metaphorical on you, but you actually have a white picket fence.
Yeah. My students kind of tease me. They say that all I need is a dog, and then I have the perfect suburban lifestyle, my two kids and my house, my white picket fence. Of course, the white picket fence is around the pool filter, and it's sort of falling apart. But there you go.
When I see that sort of thing, and I do, I travel a lot for my job around to different communities, and I see communities, even sometimes new ones, that look like the community that I grew up in. But to me, that's like watching a black and white television show.
Jason DePinto is a Navy chaplain based in San Diego.
It doesn't bother me. It feels like there's a distance between my reality and that reality.
He calls himself borderline middle class. He's 2 years older than Heather and makes about $20,000 less. Do you want to buy a house?
I would love to buy a house. You know, I tried doing some of the online searches and walking around. I see for sale signs here and there, but you can never tell how much the house is going for. But in talking to friends who are realtors and looking at some of the online resources, I know that there is no way as a single wage earner that I could afford to purchase a house, even in what's often considered the most affordable of the beach communities there in San Diego.
You served in the Navy. You have been deployed to Afghanistan. Doesn't it seem like you're the exact person for whom these things should be available?
In some ways, that's exactly right. I mean, I have a pretty steady job. I have great benefits. You know, I have the possibility of promotion and greater responsibility, things like the GI Bill. So, yeah, you'd think that if there was a middle class to be had, it would be available to folks like me. But I think that when I talk to my friends and when I talk to my peers, I think we were very affected by the last 4 or 5 years. And I think that what it means for us to be secure is very different than what it was when we grew up.
We're 5 years out from the Great Recession. The economy is getting better. Why doesn't it feel like that?
That's a great question. You know, when I think about why it still feels bad, I think about my grandparents. You know, when I grew up in the 80s, they used to wash and fold the aluminum foil. And they used to unwrap gifts so that they could save the wrapping paper. And I remember thinking that was crazy. Nobody needed to do that. There was absolutely no reason to hold on to aluminum foil. But they did it because it had become a habit formed out of their experience in the Great Depression and growing up during the Second World War. And I think in some ways, my generation has had a similar experience with the Great Recession, with the global war on terror, and all the things that have happened in our lives that have created a bigger sense of risk and uncertainty. All of that has led us to a place where, even as the economy begins to recover and gain some strength, we've held on to these hesitancies, we've held on to these worries, and they've really affected our life and our outlook.
And maybe outlook is the key. Calling yourself middle class is almost as much about aspiration as income. Does mobility seem possible? Is there a chance for your kids to do better than you did? There's some data on that. So let's do the weekend number. Our number is 44 for 44% of Americans. That's how many of us say we're in the middle class, according to a recent Pew poll. And here's where that sense of risk Jason talks about kicks in. 5 years ago, it was 53%. So even as the economy improves, a lot of Americans in the middle just don't feel secure.